Evelyn's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Episode 40, First Time Out. This week I visited the One Act Play Festival in the city of Delft. Delft is a beautiful little city in the west of the Netherlands that is visited by several thousands of tourists every year. I have lived there for about 20 years, and I still have many friends there. The One Act Play Festival is a yearly event most of these friends like to attend. At the festival, I met a lady who has had an enormous impact on my coming out without even knowing it. It is many years ago I last saw her. I felt so proud to show her how much progress I have made since then. And this encounter reminded me of something I haven't told you about yet. My first time out dressed as a girl. It must be about 8 years ago she invited a friend of mine to go to a fancy dress party in a nearby village. They had a very special dress code. The men were expected to come to the party dressed as a girl. That evening we had seen yet another theater play, and after the play we were chatting with a couple of friends in the foyer of the theater. My friend told us about the party he had been invited to, and I was very interested. It seemed like a nice idea, and somewhere deep within me, there was an urge to come along with him to his party. Oh, that was not a problem at all, he said. Sure, we could come. So we decided to go there with a group of half a dozen of friends. But I felt another strong urge. I wanted to go to the party and adhere to the dress code. I felt this was a unique opportunity to do something I had been dreaming about, but I had never had the courage to act upon that dream, to go out dressed as a girl. My friends didn't mind, so we all went to the house of one of my female friends, and she and I went to her wardrobe to find me a nice dress for the evening. When I came downstairs again, she had transformed me into a beautiful girl. That is how it felt to me, anyway. Maybe my looks weren't perfect, but for this party it didn't matter anyway. I was quite nervous when we got there, but I knew I had to get on with this. It was so important for me. The party turned out to be a great experience. There were some real transvestites there, and there were also men who would normally never do this, but had made a serious effort to look feminine for this occasion. There were also some guys in normal clothing, wearing just a bra over their shirt, stuffed with oranges or melons. It didn't matter at all. There was a nice atmosphere and everybody was accepted. Shy first-timers like me and melon-filled loudmouths alike. I had a wonderful time. That evening I learned something about myself. I felt so relaxed, so at home in my female garments, better than I had ever felt before. After that, it still took me several years to accept all the consequences of it. But if it hadn't been for that party, it might have taken me much longer. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snell from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.